Why don't you get it along with me? Very well, Senator Steele.
Yes, sir.
I think I'll bring Scally into this meeting with this chairman.
I think you should. We were talking about doing that, and I don't know whether it may be set to have him come in, but if you just...
I'll have Scally in, and I'll have Ziggerson in, too.
Yeah.
Have Mr. Scally here at 11:30. You know who he is? Scally.
I think he's already set, probably.
Fine, well, maybe he already knows he's gonna be here.
Okay. Yeah, and he came up with a thing this morning on the CBS Morning News. Mark McCall was making a big thing about how there's a split between Rogers and Kissinger on who gets credit for the Chinese thing, and that it was all, we should be recognized that all the credit is due to the State Department. It was Rogers and
Mark.
Scally said, now this is the thing where they're trying to make a Rogers-Kissinger fight that doesn't exist, and it's an easy one to settle, and let me move in and try and work on this, and let me work with McCloskey and Ziegler. And he sent a note to me, suggesting that he do this. He said, it's very easy. This was the president's initiative. Rogers and Kissinger aren't fighting about it. They both totally support the president's initiative and have been working with him to implement it. You got a damn good story there that you can knock your
head. Somebody in the State Department put that out.
Of course they did. And Scally said, I know that State's been doing this because when I was covering State, I got all the time the point that the thing that Secretary Rogers was most proud of was his policies, his China policy, and his program to open the lines to China. And he said, I don't think the people at State in the lower levels even know what the real thing is, what the president's been doing with China and all that. This is a thing.
What about Ryan? So is Ryan playing that game too?
I'm not sure.
I would better watch him now.
He may be internally.
See.
But let Scally chop him off at a lower level internally. And, this is a good one. This is a good kind of thing for Scally. So I raised it with Henry. I said, Scally raised this question and rang on. And Henry said, perfect, Scally should do it. Let me talk to him. And he talked to Scally this morning about that. So I think, from Scally's viewpoint, he's frustrated because he's got a lot of ideas. He's obsessed now with an idea where he wants you to have the two Harvard China experts up to Camp David Saturday for consultation before they go on meet the president. And Teddy Kennedy's speech personality is ridiculous. His idea is you can one up Teddy Kennedy by these guys who have to be on your side. Well, they won't have to be on your side.
First of all, what they're after is recognition. First of all, that forum isn't that important to me. I wouldn't even consult them.
His idea was it would blend, that you could say, while the kids are down here demonstrating on the mall, you're up in the mountain discussing.
That's right.
But symbolically and externally, it's a good idea.
But internally,
it's a lot of bad.
But he came up with his ideas and would do what he gets. He's got to realize that it's 1 out of 10.
And he understands that. And I was talking to Chuck about it this morning, too. He's tracks very well with Chuck. Chuck says, you got to recognize that Scally is an actor. And
I believe that every time a lot of money is not a very easy thing.
And he's going to always
be on this.
We want him to be
on this business of the state. I'm not a bit surprised. That's Marshall Green and his bunch.
But well, the Christian Science Monitor had the same thing in an editorial. They said it should be clearly recognized that this Great China Initiative is
the State Department.
The full credit of the State Department, that this is one that Henry Kissinger's little State Department had nothing to do with. See, it's again. As you know damn well, that's a State Department plan.
The Christian Science had an editorial on that thing?
They just mentioned it in an editorial. That was the feature of the editorial.
I don't know why they gave no credit. Or what about that Henry been briefing everybody on this? Don't they, how are we going to knock it down, Bob?
I mean, this is, let's go and move to knock it down. He's got the background.
What are your general feeling about the credit for this?
Is 99.99% Richard Nixon?
Is it?
Oh, hell yes. Everything is running. All the editorials, all the new stuff, everything else is Nixon's initiative on China. And in a sense, the active thing helped in that because it did again banker as the Nixon initiative. It's helped acting.
I read
a CBS News story on the State Department.
Oh, yeah, well,
Scally wants to talk to you about that.
Yeah, I'm getting to get with John.
No,
not arguing.
The point is, they had nothing to do with it. That's right. It's come a long time. Long time. You know, whatever.
No, I think we've covered that one. That's just...
Steve Novin, he has sort of a weak stomach about the use of the term ping pong. Apparently the American table tennis team has
ping pong is what people do in their backyard, tennis
is this grand sport. We'll do a picture of with Steve Novin, and then
you said it in the meeting, and I thought Ab Skelly said it too.
Fine.
So it isn't just a, it's not super secret.
And then see him go out, I guess, to the press.
If you want, once you see after the meeting. So don't set it beforehand. Once you will afterwards.
Okay, right. We don't promise him. Well, he will talk to him.
I haven't promised him, but he says.
He will. I think he's perfectly safe. There hasn't been any problem with him.
I think he's under legislative.
I just say that he's
handled it.
He's 59. Somewhere after the meeting, he will go. He will see the press.
Well, they have to say that they handle the integration
disrupt. Well, following the line,
that's fine. And I told Mitchell here this morning that they would be. Now, your pressures are apparently from John, Dick Moore, and others who feel that we ought to take credit. So I want you to know. This is one, if you ever use benign neglect, use it on this thing. You don't want to do one goddamn thing. Not saying anymore. We have nothing more to say about it.
I talked to John Ehrlichman, and he told me that.
A long meeting about it. We're trying to get the GW people lit on. We're not going to go into the other matters and so forth. John, I have nothing more to say on that. Okay. For you.
I'll just bridge off what I said yesterday and not add to it.
Yeah. To the,
actually, there's no question about the fact that that was the right way to handle it. Just
Pete. Well, they did ask you whether or not the president was pleased or displeased, and you said.
Well, I said I gave you our comment.
That's right.
So,
there's nothing in it for us, Bob. Again, I hope you slapped it on the staff meeting hard. Nobody thinks there is anything in it for us. They did yesterday.
Not the senior staff, but our
whole
meeting. None of our people. There's no.
Okay.
We have to fill that. What else is of importance?
Well, the table tennis thing, and of course the foreign assistant's message went up. Pete Peterson made it up. I think I will be asking about this post tour this morning on you know, the person being upset with
vice president.
Now, the way I...
Well, I was.
Well...
Why don't you say yes, you would. That'd be the news.
Well...
No, I don't care.
I know. If I'm asked about that, I think I'll just say, well, fellas, I addressed that yesterday. The president is totally aware that Vice President supports his initiative on the...
This is the Vice President and everybody else in the administration supports it.
Period. I'm not going to discuss it beyond that.
And incidentally, don't let us throw you into this business. I mean, the State Department is frantically trying to put out some story reflecting they bought this all up.
Well, they've been making a real run at that from the very beginning, but I don't think anyone believes.
You don't think it's good
enough? No.
Marvin Cal bought it. That's what Scott and I talked to you about. This Cal thing this morning.
When I knew that, the point is, this is one case where it just doesn't happen.
True. Taking out like
that. Wasn't even Henry's. Henry didn't think of it. I did. It's in mind, solely. And that's exactly what Henry said.
Taking out like Cal, the trade-off on a thing like that. It's traditionally done this thing. He'll trade off a line from a lower guy in order to get another short later.
Right.
So he'll
right. Have it. My bet he's good. Now on our thanks on Rogers. Is he set to go Friday, Bob?
Yes.
He's agreed. Doesn't he want to come in and report to me or something, didn't you say, about his trip? No.
I didn't say anything. He didn't
well,
tell me.
If he wants to come in any time, you should have him.
That is it.
I don't worry that Roger's kissing you fine, but we've got to. I don't know, it's actually. It's one of them. Played his own games in terms of credit and all that sort of thing. In this instance, I think Bill. I think Bill.
This may not be.
I do think Bill I really think Bill realizes that I have got to get some credit on some of these things. I've taken the heat.
Do you have that feeling?
Yes.
And he doesn't show no feelings.
No, I didn't completely disagree with
him. I didn't. I think Bill is constitutionally incapable of avoiding getting credit wherever he thinks he can, and I think he always will, but I don't give him enough. I don't have a feeling from him, from my conversation with him, that he has any that he has made any effort or has any thought of trying to move this. I think it's very likely that there's plenty of people at the State Department who it's too damn big a thing for them to sit there quietly and let Richard Nixon get credit for it. That just kills them.
Well, remember, battle must be fought constantly. Tell us, Galileans are fighting every time, and we've got the facts. I've done it. I've written them.
Well, that's the thing. The record is so...
Well, I saw my bridge all about
it. It was interesting that Cap Weinberger had a little dinner for Schultz and me and Teddy White.
Yeah, there was some silly story to the effect I saw.
Yeah, Cap and Schultz.
There's nothing to that.
Absolutely not. There were
absolutely.
We were at Cap's for dinner last night, and they couldn't be more friendly.
I know their wives are
friendly. Even, you know, anybody can put up with Weinberger's wife, but Schultz's wife is just wonderful. Yeah, she's
a good old man.
Can't top her. But Teddy White was there, and that was all. It was just a small party. And Teddy White was expounding on the Nixon-China policy, and he
knows we did it.
Well, see, you had talked about China with him during the campaign, and again during the transition, and again after you were president when you were in here. White had apparently was intrigued with China, and you had made some points.
Well, he wrote a book on it, you know.
Oh, is that it?
Oh, yeah. Teddy White is a great author. He's a great China expert.
I didn't realize that.
Go ahead.
But he was talking,
but I knew it was true then.
Sure. He said, I know some things you people in the staff don't know about what the president's thinking was on China way back. And he had picked this up apparently in some of the talks.
Is there any way you can get that out a little?
In time, yeah.
Okay.
Get out in the establishment because he loves to talk about it. And he'll get it out, you know, in the...
Very interesting. Yeah, I talked to a whole lot of people about China.
That was one of the... That was
time. Oh, no, I know why Robert was talking about Russia. You see, all the State Department people worried about the Russians. I was in China.
It was early in 68 when you talked to him. That's when he decided that maybe, although he was a great Kennedy worshiper, it was when he decided that he probably would support you for president. In his own mind, vote for you for president. That was because of your enlightened view on China. Why he, you know, so clearly remembers and then and raised in other conversations with you, he's absolutely intrigued with it.
How about the comment? How is he? Mr. Stephen was here as president. You keep in touch with him?
Yeah, I talked to him yesterday. He's coming in tomorrow. I'll see him tomorrow. Yeah. Pleased that the guys were going down to Texas. He didn't have any further view on what they should be doing until they got back, and he wants to talk with them when they get back and get a...
I don't think it's being handled. I don't think, again, that was handled aggressively enough. We remember, I wrote a memorandum.
Yeah,
we've got to get... I think what you have to do, Ehrlichman must add an issue.
Delicate thing of how to get the word to him, but he doesn't, and I think the Bill Rogers quote might be the way to do it. prime opportunity for something that he wants to do.
That's right.
And he can leave with, you know, you don't have to give him an ambassador at large thing or something.
No, he's just gonna bring a comeback again to the guy that he could be the best. Harlow.
Wonder if he'd do it.
A lot of people are
is a,
well, there's no problem with this company. She might find.
Yeah, but I wonder if you
know he knows politics.
He never really sold the farmers.
Price?
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't it have sophisticated?
No, well, Price is a area that used to just be a wow. Yeah, for me.
All right.
But you get the free one.